This is KVNF's regional newscast for Thursday, May 13th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Jerry Green, a.k.a. the Nordic Commando, co-founder of Koto Community Radio, as well as Baked in Telluride, crossed over on Saturday. Green leaves the two massive Telluride legacies and more in his 50 years of community activism. He was an ardent supporter of immigrant rights and poured himself into the acquisition and eventual conservation of the Valley Floor in Telluride. The Daily Planet reports Green served in both elected and volunteer capacities on the county planning board as an EMT and in local Democratic Party politics. A memorial fund has been set up by our friends at the radio station. Info is at koto.org. President Joe Biden's nominee to the Board of Governors of the U.S. Postal Service is a respected Colorado official. Amber McReynolds spent 13 years serving in Denver's Elections Division, including 7 years as the city and county's Director of Elections. McReynolds oversaw Denver's transition to an entirely vote-by-mail system that became a national model for making it easy for people to vote while increasing election security. Colorado U.S. Senator Michael Bennett praised the president's appointment of McReynolds from the Senate floor yesterday, hailing her leadership in ballot tracking systems and risk-limiting audits. It's widely expected that once two more new Democrat-backed governors are approved, they will likely remove Donald Trump's preferred Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy. Did you see smoke along the horizon yesterday? Weather conditions calmed enough for the Bureau of Land Management's Uncompahgre Field Office to burn 51 acres in the Sims Mesa area along the Government Springs Road south of Montrose. In a press release, the BLM stated they obtained smoke permits from the Colorado State Air Pollution Control Division. Tonight at the Grand Mesa Arts Center, beekeeper and researcher Richard Nunemaker will be speaking on the plight of the honeybee. The talk is at 6 p.m. and more info is at grandmesaartscenter.com. Saturday is Colorado Public Lands Day. Western Slope Conservation Center is celebrating with a stewardship project and a hike on McClure Pass. Volunteers will meet at 10 to help remove an illegal campground platform, then hike at 11. RSVP at westernslopeconservation.org. We'll hear more from Public Lands Program Director Ben Katz on tomorrow's newscast. And CDOT will begin construction next week on the US 50 Delta Settlement Repair Project. Crews will improve dips and bumps on the section of Highway 50 between Grand Junction and Delta from mile point 47 to 64. CDOT received $15 million in federal stimulus for the project. Some drivers call the stretch of road the Delta Dips or the roller coaster. For how the asphalt has settled, drivers can expect single-lane traffic and delays Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The anticipated completion date is November. At the town trustee meeting on Tuesday, Paonia enacted voluntary water restrictions. KVNF's Kate Redmond was there.
The town of Paonia Tuesday night passed and explained the declaration of Stage 1 town water restrictions based on recommendations of the Advisory Water Committee. Here is an exchange between Mayor Mary Backron, Trustee Tammy Meck, and Town Administrator Corinne Ferguson.
Next thing on the agenda is announcements, and the first thing is a declaration of Stage 1 drought, and an explanation of that is included in the packet. It included the resolution that we passed, what the regulations are. At this time, it's voluntary restrictions only. We are not yet diverting from secondary water, but it is possible or imminent. It does not apply to drip systems and the use of hand watering. It means to reduce irrigation. No irrigating when wind gusts or sustained winds in order to minimize evaporation. Outreach on water use and fixing leaks. Limited gardening. Limit car washing, pond, or pool filling. We may be going to stage two.
How will the town determine when to enter stage two modified mandatory restrictions? What are their parameters for that?
Yes, that's when we meet the trigger condition on the attachment for the water conservation management plan. That is when demand exceeds the system capacity, meaning we're no longer spilling excess water at the treatment plants. And we also have discussed a few other items that we would like to include in that.
The town of Hotchkiss has been on water restrictions since August of last year due to the drought and water shortage. The town asks all citizens with the odd-numbered address to water on odd-numbered calendar days and even-numbered addresses to water on even-numbered days. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
Paonia is closing in on building a new skate park under the Paonia in Motion campaign. Again, here's Kate Redmond.
As part of the Paonia in Motion campaign, the town yesterday hosted a public input session on the proposed skate park. Jay Canode, a Paonia parent and skateboard enthusiast, has been raising money for over 5 years to upgrade the current site in Town Park. But it turns out that is not the ideal site.
That current spot, because there's already a concrete slab there, We'll pretty much add expense to what we're doing. Originally, we had wanted to just add on to that park in the form of modular ramps and whatnot, and that has morphed into something that's more of a built-in concrete park. It will be cheaper to do what we want to do, just starting from scratch with some dirt. This location down by the river is a wonderful, underutilized location, and it has shade.
20 teens and adults attended the session and made comments and amendments to 8 different designs. Peonia in Motion public input sessions continue this week at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts. The town's website at townofpeonia.colorado.gov contains more information. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
Colorado schools are getting new tools to help students analyze and evaluate news, information, and commentary. Eric Galatis has more.
A bill designed to help Colorado students learn how to critically evaluate what they see and hear in today's digital media landscape has cleared the Colorado General Assembly. HB 1103 will create an online media literacy resource bank managed by the Colorado Department of Education that schools can tap to help kids identify the difference between factual information, misinformation, and opinion. Jeff Roberts with the Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition says misinformation and disinformation are growing problems.
People really do need the skills to look at TV commentaries, the social media posts, and know how to decide whether what they're seeing has some truth to it or not.
HB 1103 will implement recommendations from a Media Literacy Advisory Committee report, which concluded that students need tools to navigate a media environment where anyone can produce, publish, and share information globally. Opponents objected to the creation of a state-sanctioned information hub, calling it governmental intrusion on free speech. The bill, as amended, allows public input on materials that should be added or removed from the bank. The measure also leaves it up to school districts and charter schools to decide whether or not to incorporate materials from the resource bank into their curriculums. Roberts agrees that most people would object if the materials were partisan or designed to indoctrinate students in any way.
But you're talking about teaching critical thinking. And if it doesn't turn out to be the case, this all should be reviewed. And I'm sure that parents will be paying close attention.
The Media Literacy Advisory Committee's report includes links to lesson plans, videos, and activities for elementary, middle, and high school teachers. Legislation passed in 2019 called for the creation of the committee within the Colorado Department of Education. Members appointed by the State Education Commissioner included media literacy experts, teachers from rural and urban districts, professional journalists, parents, students, and a librarian. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
That does it for Thursday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.